before I leave. I noticed something too. This is going to be a separate podcast. What is up with the fucking Bluey hate? What's up with people hating people that like Bluey? If you don't know, Bluey is a fucking cartoon that is on Disney+. And people say the most dumbest shit. Like, this one fucking person was like, Disney fuck shit. Like, I swear. I wish we didn't have social media. It's the comments. But you gotta ignore the comments. Yeah, I could. I could. But you got motherfuckers who stupidly say, if you trust me, go for a while and ignore, like, if you're a big rapper and you just don't be on social media, just only promote music. Because ain't that all the fuck niggas want? It's funny. If you're a rapper, right, and you promote your music only on TikTok and don't interact or say anything, these niggas will look at you like you a fucking CPU and be like, all you do is promote your music. But if I were to talk about, oh, my dad died or something like that, no one cares. Put it in the music. I noticed that. But back to what I'm saying about the Bluey thing. Let me try to stay on topics. I always switch topics. I don't know why. What's with the Bluey hate? Bluey is a very good show. I love that show. It's funny. My daughter loves it. I love it. Very cool. I'm thinking about getting me like a Bluey cup or something because they look so cool. I love Bluey. Bluey is amazing. I love that show. But what I don't like is that you have people, because of how popular, you know how people are. When something becomes very popular and people start to love it, people start to hate it and the people that love it. Bluey fans are cringe. Oh, I don't gotta go on YouTube to look up a dumb video about it. I know that there are plenty of them there. And every single one of them sound retarded. And let's be real, they're just hopping on a trend. Because they're who just don't like Bluey for whatever reason. So they're trying to feed them and get more attention. And I'm sure it's monetized. Still is easy money. Too easy. Because nothing wrong with that fucking goddamn show. Y'all just hate on anything that's popular. Which goes back to music. Like, you got fans who listen to an artist that got potential say, why come the industry don't know who you are? You deserve to be mainstream. I go mainstream, which in turn means I have industry connections. I have industry people around, which means I have fucking people in my corner to make sure my music goes pop. And I got industry connects, features who you probably ain't gonna fucking like, with producers. And I'm making these industry songs. And at first, it's fire, it's dope. Yay, Mike got better production, which is bullshit if you ask me, even though it's mediocre at best, but to them, it's better production. And after a while, you're going to be asking and wanting that old me back. So what's the fucking point? You might as well just keep me fucking underground to avoid all that bullshit. But some fans love to play, you know, arcs with artists where they want them to, you know, go through an arc, which is fucking stupid. It's not soap opera. It's not wrestling. But back to the Bluey thing, bro. I'm sorry. I just got to say that. It's stupid. It's just a innocent kids fucking show that's very popular. Kids love it. Parents love it. Why y'all hate it? I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine. But when you start saying anyone that likes Bluey, if you're an adult that likes Bluey, you're a this, you're stupid. It's just the same as that one retard on TikTok that got everyone up in a stir by saying, if you play Nintendo Switch, you in your 30s, then you're an idiot. And he did all that just so he can grow his little dumbass TikTok. Because TikTok, I'll tell you this, you grow like that on TikTok, and it's mostly due to controversy and hot takes. I don't do that on that only because it's too easy, and then that will fucking overshadow my music. And plus, on top of the fact, if I were to do that, people start saying your music's trash anyway. The only reason why they're saying that shit is because the fucking fact that I say shit that niggas don't like or don't agree with. So of course, when you do things or say things that people don't agree with, they hate your music. They'll say, I ain't been there and like your music, but they waited for a reason to hate it. You dig what I'm saying? They wait for a reason to. If you don't say shit, then they won't talk about your music or call it lame or nothing. It'll be light. But once you say something that they don't fucking like, then they openly fucking talk about how much they don't like your music. But back to what I'm talking about with Bluey, man. At the end of the fucking day, Bluey is a very innocent cartoon. The fat people attack fans of this cartoon is fucking stupid. The fact that people complain about, I mean, they complain about a lot of things, like CGI with Muffet Babies, which is not bad at all, but I'm tired of CGI. Ew, CGI, ew, oh my God, CGI. Motherfucker, we knew CGI was going to fucking blow up as soon as we saw Toy Story. Toy Story was the first CGI movie, animated CGI movie, and once that fucking movie blew up with three sequels, we're not counting 4 and 5, 1 and 2 and 3, when Toy Story 1 blew up, we knew that was where animation was heading, and that was back in 1995. So don't blame AI now. We knew, don't talk about CGI now. We knew CGI was going to blow up as soon as Toy Story came out. It was unique for its time. It broke boundaries. We knew when we seen that fucking cartoon as kids, we knew that the industry was going to go down that route. And I bet you when that movie came out, every animator was like, yep, that's exactly, give it some time. That's where animation is going to be heading to. And look where we at. So don't be, ew, CGI now. At least the 90s was opening more fucking, let's be real, bro. And there was more CGI movies that came on after that. Kung Fu Panda, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of fucking CGI movies that came on after that in the early, like the 90s and the early 2000s that were considered classics. So you don't fucking sit there and tell me that Madagascar wasn't a modern day classic. You ain't gonna sit there and tell me, like, even when it came down to, like, cartoon shows, my nigga. Like, look at Jimmy Neutron. That was CGI. Y'all ain't complaining about that being CGI. So now, all of a sudden, CGI is bad now? When it's been around? Okay. And it ain't like y'all show any fucking respect or any support to people who still do old school traditional, you know, drawings and cartoons. So what the fuck are we talking about? Back to cartoons, Bluey. I like Bluey, and if you don't like Bluey, that's fine. But when you start attacking the fan base, who are just adults who just love the show, and even if they go as far as put tattoos on their fucking arm of the characters, who cares? And people who say that are hypocritical, because I bet you a lot of y'all got cartoons on your goddamn fucking arms, or sewn on your fucking arm, but it is what the fuck it is. People just want to just hate. I just thought it was just stupid. Like, you over here attacking, like, adults for liking a fucking goddamn children's show. That's not even that bad. You know what I mean? It's cutesy, it's fun, but the fact that y'all, but it's just stupid to me. It's just dumb. Every time when something becomes popular, people always want to try to hate it. That's why I say, what's the point of me blowing up? If I blew up as a fucking rapper, it doesn't matter how good my intentions are in this music thing. It doesn't matter how skilled I am as a fucking rapper. The fact that I'm popular, I don't like him. It's what it is, man. That's all I got to say. I'm done.